Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Greg at the Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. If you guys missed this yesterday, there was a big article put out by ESPN in the boxing category about Nebraska's own Terrence Crawford, Bud Crawford. And apparently, his promoter at Top Rank has been in talks with the UFC and people who represent Conor McGregor for a two-fight deal, and they even said they would be willing to do an MMA fight as the first of the two fights, followed up by a boxing match. The promoter says you've got an elite boxer in Bud Crawford fighting an elite MMA guy in Conor McGregor under MMA rules. You don't think that would be interesting and something the public would want to see? I think it's very realistic. He said there's been discussions between the two sides. What's your reaction to that? We have a fighter in his prime talking about doing an MMA fight against a guy who is always out for money and is a great MMA fighter in his own right, Conor McGregor.
I'm not a fan of this. Just from the side of Bud. Bud is in the prime. He is trying to get to the top of boxing. He's the top of boxing right now, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about the top of getting the pay-per-view stuff, getting the notoriety, like getting that payday, getting that big-time fight. Because for all purposes, we know who he should be fighting next, right? Errol Spence is where he should be focused. But I also say, because Conor's out to get money, and Conor's just trying to keep his name relative right now, right? That's what he does. For after all, he's been through and things like that. But on the other side of this, looks bad on boxing. Boxing can't get this thing right, and the MMA has. And for Bud, what boxing has did a disservice to Bud is to get him to that level. Mm-hmm. And Bud right now is probably thinking, his promoters are probably thinking, how do I continue to make Bud's name continue to grow? And it's by crossing over. It's by some, and I don't know what to call it. If it's some sideshow of what they're trying to do. But I think this is bad for Bud to want to go this route. But it's also being forced a little bit with the way boxing is. And it's good for Conor because Conor's name gets out there and he gets paid.
Yeah, so here's the positive for Bud. He gets money. All right, so I'm happy for Bud his team because the payday will be pretty good on that. So good for him. I don't see any way, shape, or form how boxing would allow, because you have to think, between MMA and boxing, there's two things here. Boxing, when you lose the all-time great and the greatness and whatnot, that tends to fly out the window, all right? Greatness in boxing usually is undefeated. Maybe you have a loss if it's like an amazing trilogy to another Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. then we're willing to let that ride. Or you were old and we're willing to let that ride. Bud's none of those things. For Bud Crawford to get in a ring, and if he were to lose in a spectacular fashion in an MMA fight, would do nothing to help him whatsoever in his career. Even if he followed it up by beating the hell out of Conor McGregor in the ring the next time they fought, if it was in a boxing match, it would do nothing to help his career. Now, here's the thing, though, Hooksy. You've got guys that Bud Crawford has said he wants to fight. You got Errol Spence Jr., Pacquiao, Sean Porter, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia. They all fight under Premier Boxing. He's a top-ranked guy. And Premier will not put their guys in harm's way against Bud Crawford because he's better than all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with boxing. And this is just an example of what's wrong with boxing. Whereas in MMA, they will literally have you fight the next guy up every single time. Unless there was some great fight that's got bad blood between people. Cool, let's go get that one done, and then we'll move back to 1 versus 2, 1 versus 3. Boxing is not that way, and it is a damn shame. So ultimately in this, I'll support whatever Bud decides to do. But I'm telling you right now, if Bud Crawford goes into an MMA ring or an MMA octagon and has a bad showing in there, it will hurt his brand. Mm-hmm. Especially as a guy who's undefeated. It will hurt his brand. And he will have to crush Conor McGregor in the ring because you had an old Mayweather take him to 10 and beat him, and it was very apparent that Conor McGregor was messing with him the whole time. Or I'm sorry, that Floyd Mayweather was messing with him the whole time.
Bud won't do that.
Bud's in his prime. He's trying to make a name and a case for himself being an all-time great. If you fight some sideshow like Conor McGregor in a boxing ring, you had better finish his little butt in a round or two. Mm-hmm. And it better be a spectacular, just punish him. Conor McGregor would never sign up for that.
No.
So this is crazy.
He won't sign up for it. And you know there'll be discussions around this, right? Because you know that fight will be in Vegas if it happens. And they'll have conversations about, look, man, I know you're going to kill it. But let's play this thing out because of the ticket prices and the money and the
Here's
show.
Here's the deal.
I'm just that's what'll happen.
Terrence is doing this because these other idiots over at Premier Boxing, the only thing they really care about is money, protecting the amount of money they could make in a match. And Terrence knows if he goes over and loses an MMA fight, it knocks that down a peg. And these are big money fights he could be getting with these guys. I think this is going to force boxing's hand, and Premier is going to have to accept a fight before he does this. Now, if he were to go and win, all of a sudden everything is through the roof. So it's a great gamble for him. But
I don't like any part of that, by the way.
I don't like it. You are he has a chance to be an all-time great boxer. Be stupid, in my opinion.
Or
it'd be silly for his handlers or his managers to let him
take this
opportunity to lose that. All right, back after this.